بس ما عمر هيك سيف جيم اوف ثرونز اوف
Okay, Simon Kuflam. Oh, did I hit record?
I think so, but
Yeah.
yes, it's
Yeah.
recording. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Simon Kuflam and hey, Dina Yeshiva Sukkah. Gimel. Yeah. So Achila Basukkah, we're talking about Hilchos Sukkah and the sitting in the Sukkah. That's Achila Basukkah, Belaila Rishonu, he Chayva. It's a requirement. Shetzarach Lecho Basukkah, pass L'chol HaPachas Kezayis. Pass with a minimum Kezayis. Vafilu Mitztar Chayav Lecho Basukkah. And even a mitzvah is chayav to eat in the sukkah. Vim yardim kshamim, and if it's raining, so if you think it's going to stop raining after an hour or two, yamdin, you have to wait. Varchakach yikadish, and then you go into the sukkah, you make kiddush, v'yochah b'sukkah karoy, you eat in the sukkah karoy. This is why the kids we saw in last siman said you should have a shlak, so you don't have this issue. But if you see it's not going to stop raining, or you waited and it didn't stop. But you don't make a bracha of Leisha B'sukkah because you can't because of the rain. You eat a Kezias pas without stopping. And then you go inside the house and you finish your suda. Right? Mamish in the rain and the whole deal. The issue of the chav, and the problem is that the women don't want to do this, which there's no reason for them to do this. But then you have to figure out how to make kiddush for them if you're making kiddush in the sukkah and they're inside. Okay, the
They
issue
stand by the door.
it's really not, doesn't really work, no. So you should have in your mind when you're making the tila sedayim, and I might say you can eat it in the house. If the rain stopped before you made birchas hamazon, you go into sukkah again, then you go and you make a leishiv. Eat a little bit more than an egg's worth of bread, and then you make a bracha birchas hamazon. And if the rain stops after you said Birchas HaMazon, also go into the sukkah of Anoitel Yod of Shainis, you wash your hands a second, eat a little bit more than a beitza of pas, then you make a Birchas HaMazon.
We pass it like this?
Yeah, this is Mamash what we pass.
Okay.
In Basukkah Shaloi, which is, if you don't have a shlach, you're going to have this, meaning, even though it stopped raining, but it's still dripping, and you have somebody in the neighborhood who was locked with the roof, and after it rained, you opened it, so you got it. Here you're saying you have to go to a neighbor's sukkah, right?
And you make a leishev in his sukkah.
You make a leishim in a sukkah, yes. Yep. And Chayodom, they bring here in the bottom, is Chayodom says, even if you would not ever go to this neighbor, so the whole thing is uncomfortable. So you think, so you mitztar, so you should be potter from the sukkah. Nope, you are not potter from the sukkah. First night, mitztar is not potter. Other nights would be a different story, right? Some of the posts can bring, like if a guy wants to eat supper and his father-in-law's in the sukkah, and the last thing in the world he wants to do is spend some time with his father-in-law, so is he potter from sukkah at that particular moment, right? Or fill in any in-law.
That's crazy, by the way.
Why?
Because it's your father-in-law. It's not that uncomfortable.
Maybe the father-in-law doesn't want to eat with the son-in-law. Maybe it's the mother-in-law. Maybe it's the brother.
Then they shouldn't be spending the holiday together.
Well, yeah, you know. No, he's not going to be outward, but it's to him, it's not kishmak. Right?
Sometimes you have no choice.
That's true. That is true. Talin, Belaila, Shnia, Gamkein, Chayvat Lecha, Basukah, second night. It's also Chiyot Eden, the Sukkah, Bafilu, Hu, Mitzdar, even if he's Mitzdar, Bedina, Kumeh, Belaila, Rishayna, Kumeh, Shibu, Savnu, Rikas, it's Sufik, it's Tvek, and the Yoyma. And Lechiluk, Echa, Yesh, Bineh, but there's one big difference between the first night and the second night. Shim, Rosh, Ali, Yisugul, Gshamim, because if you see it's just not stopping to rain, Oy, Himtin, Veloy, Pasku, or you waited and the rain's not stopping, Mekadosh, Bebayis, Hoychel, Sham, then you just go make Kiddush in the house and eat there, Vekoydim, Samozen, Hoylog, Lasoy, Chasukah, And before Birchas Hamazon, you go into the sukkah. Va'ochel shom l'chol hapachas kazayas pas b'loy birchas leisha b'sukkah, and you eat there at the minimum of kazayas pas without leisha b'sukkah. Chazal lebeisai, and then go back and the house of mavarich birchas Hamazon. You also have the issue of, let's say you check the weather right before Yom Tov, and they say it's raining for the next 10 hours. So do you trust the weather forecast or not? So everybody loves to say the weather forecasters don't know what they're talking about. In the short term forecasts, they're very accurate. I'm not paskening, but I would say that I would think that you do not have to wait. Right? Okay. Hey, Arvis Kishabomi base.
That's just the second night.
No, even the first night, I would say. No, first night you go into the sukkah. No, meaning first night you have to wait a couple hours for the rain to stop. Then you go into the sukkah in the rain. So I'm saying that even on the first night, if the forecast is so bad and it's pouring now and it doesn't seem to ever stop, or it doesn't, meaning the weather forecast says it's not stopping, then you don't have to wait those 2 hours. Right? He also doesn't bring the kitzur, I should have mentioned this before, that when you have guests who are starving and hungry, it's a lot more. Now that's not but guests that are full, or I'm not talking about guests that came to your house and got toyameh all every Yom Tov, so they're not hungry. Right? Those, we're not talking about those guests. We're talking about guests
like a grumpy father-in-law.
Like a grumpy father-in-law, correct.
What if it be guests? What if your wife is hungry?
So the family too, but it's you would hope that they were, you know, they could hold out a little bit. But yes, family, guests, etc. Hey, Arvis, Kishabom, Vesa Knesses, Nichnas, the Sukkah, Mekadesh Miyad. You go into the Sukkah and you make Kiddush right away. Rak lo yikadesh ele kishuvade laila. Meaning, don't go into the Sukkah and hang out and chill, because that means you're sitting in the Sukkah and you didn't make a bracha on the Sukkah yet. Right? So that's why, right when you get into the Sukkah, obviously don't make Shalom Bayis issues for this. But you should make Kiddush right away. But wait till it's Vade laila. Kishu mevarech bekiddush leishe besukkah. And when he makes a bracha by Kiddush Leisha Besukkah, you have and lift up a bracha zu, suda zu, and you have kavana to be pater in this, but this bracha, this suda, v'gam ha-sheina, and sleeping, b'shar tzrocha, anything else you can be doing in the sukkah, shiyasa besukkah, ad ha-kiddush shebiyoyim ha-mocha, until the Kiddush the next day, when you're going to do it again. Right? But u'vichas shechiyonu, you have and shumavarach shechiyonu ala chag, v'gam ala sukkah. When you say shechiyonu, you should have kavana that it's going on the Yom Tov and on sukkah. Because first you make the bracha leishev sukkah, v'achakach shechiyonu, because shetei birchas shechiyonu gam al sukkah. Some people do this, meaning some don't. Meaning the first night you say leishev sukkah and then the shechiyonu, because the shechiyonu is going on the sukkah, right, and on the yotach. B'layla shniyah mevarach tchila shechiyonu. First you make the Shechiyonu, because the Shechiyonu on the second night is not going on the Sukkah. You already made the Shechiyonu on the Sukkah. It's going on the Yom Tov. V'acharkach leishev sukkah, and then leishev sukkah.
That's what the art scroll has. He has it reversed, right?
Yeah, yeah. But do they bring that? Do they bring that? Maybe some don't do it, or I don't know if they do.
I don't remember what it says.
Okay, well, k'shoichlim b'kama balabatim b'sukkah achas, when many balabatim are eating in one sukkah, v'yesh gam... Meaning there's a lot of people in this, there's a lot of noise. If you catch if all the balabata make kiddush together, two voices can't be heard. They won't be able to hear the kiddush well. It's better that they make kiddush one after the next. And if they do make kiddush together, if there's nobody there that needs to hear kiddush, meaning they're all saying kiddush for themselves, right? Meaning one ends before the other, sort of like what goes on in shul with kaddish. Then he don't answer amen. The answering amen to your friend's bracha is a hefsek. You see, they had the brachas craziness back then too. People wanted to stagger their kiddushim a little bit so everybody could answer amen after each other. That's shalaykedin. Everybody should say the kiddush together. So therefore, there won't be any of these amen slash hefsek issues. And like we said, by Shachianu by Yom Kippur. We said that's what the Chazan does after Kol Nidre when they say Shachianu. So the Tzibur should speed up a little bit, and the Chazan should slow up. So that, I mean, it's not really a hefsek there. There's the hefsek. There's nothing you're doing, but you want to be able to answer the Amen, right? So you want to finish first. It's the
Weird.
opposite of this. By Shachianu after Kol Nidre.
All right, we speed up so we
Right,
can say amen to
it's the opposite of this. Here, you want everybody finishing together. By Kol Nidre, you don't want everybody finishing together. Okay, we will stop there, and everybody should have a fine night.
night.
All right.